Let's pick up Gary in Michigan, and he's got a question about his pastor who's had an issue with the sinuses, a structural issue. Are you there, Gary?
Hi, Dr. Marshall.
How's it going?
Great. How about you?
Very good, thank you.
Good.
So, what happened? Did he injure his, get a blow to the nose or something?
No, it's been a lifelong thing for 30 or 40 years, and he's been through every test, and they want to do surgery. He doesn't want surgery. And I thought about you, and I thought I would see if we had any suggestions.
Well, you know, you may make the... See, always remember, from Chinese medicine, we know that the sinus is under the control of the liver. And probably no country on earth has more toxicity at the liver and gallbladder than the United States. I have seen only a couple of people in my career whose liver was not toxic. So what I would first do is see if we can't support the healthiest possible sinus and see if his supposedly structural issues disappear. So first of all, how old a man is he?
62.
Okay, well, I doubt that's structural then. And how much does he weigh?
160.
Okay, so the first thing that I see once we pass about 35 is that there's an issue with digestion. And see, when food is not completely digested, then the rotting food goes to the liver. So you're going to chronically have an issue of junk loading the liver, okay? So what I would do first is get him on some digestive support and see how he does at his age and weight. Maybe 2 Quantum Digest, and that would be ideally at the start of the meal, but if he forgets, it'll still work really good at the end of the meal. And then end of meal, the HCL detox kit, and here we would want to use about 4, maybe even 6 for a while, HCL and 2 or 3 activator.
Okay.
And the reason I say a little higher is because when you start a little higher, it often can support detox for the sinus. It might light up a dead tooth, which could be involved as well. And so that's step one. Step two now, what we'd like to do is support the liver even further, clean off the liver. And so my recommendation here, I think he would like very much. Here I would recommend that you use the honey we have. We have a white honey. We call it white gold. It comes from the border of Canada and Alaska. And these bees survive 55 below zero. These are some really tough bees, okay? Because I don't think too many of us would be surviving that. And they make the nicest honey and the nicest pollen. I don't have any of their pollen until next month, but I have a little bit of a super clean pollen produced by a friend of ours, a Russian friend. And you can mix the honey and the pollen together. And when you do, it's one of the best foods for the liver I've ever found in my life. And it tastes great. So you take a container, an 8-ounce container of pollen, put it into a big 2-pound jar of honey, and take some of the honey out. So you've got a little bit of honey on the bottom. You dump in the jar of the pollen. Then you fill the 2-pound jar back with honey, work it thoroughly together, because when you mix the honey and the pollen is preserved forever. Not for a little while, forever.
Okay.
That's my kind of a preservative.
Absolutely.
And it's 8 times better absorbed, and it tastes good, and he could have a teaspoon of this once or twice a day. So now he's got the best food support I can imagine for the liver, and he also has, he's no longer delivering rotting food to the liver. Hopefully this is enough. It's possible if the rotting food's gone on for a long time, he may need some probiotic, he may need some allicin to clean out the little junky biofilms that may have formed as a result of a long-term period, but you certainly could get a great start with him right there, Gary, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck, and let me know how it works out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye now.